On Erev Shabbos, it was only 3 days ago, I was sent a video, probably, I think it was an email, and the title, the subject, said the following: no need to pay for inspirational videos, and well, as we all know, there's no shortage of them this year. No need, because Hamas has done it for free. Hamas has inspired us this Tisha B'Av for free. And I'm not sure if, I'm sure many of you have seen, there was a video that came out Friday. I apologize if I'm pronouncing the name wrong. A current hostage, Ram Breslavsky. Hamas released the video, and I can almost guarantee that if anybody in this room has watched it, or will watch later today, they will cry. Ram was crying. It was so painful, so tragic. To see a Yid currently going through such Gehenim, and they don't even know where he is. Even Hamas said they don't even have contact with his captors. Attached to the video is an article which quotes Ram's courageous mother, who spoke to the news. And she said the following: "They broke my boy. I want him home now," Breslavsky's mother, Tammy, told the Ynet news site. "I know how many beatings he's taking. I know, because Ram doesn't cry. If he's crying, that means they're abusing him. They broke him." And that was 3 days ago. The Kinnah Yud Zayin describes the heart-wrenching tragedies of what took place during the Churban. Literally, the breaking of the human spirit. In Tochalna Nashim Piryim Oilai Tipuchim Oilai Li. In Tivach Shal Nashim Rachmari Siladim. It's hard to translate the words. You all see it for yourself. If it could happen, that woman could eat their own children, and they could cook their own children, Rachmana Litzlan, Oyu Laili, last on to me. And the kid goes on and on about the horrors of what took place. And as we see, it's currently taking place. Rachmana Litzlan. They broke my boy. The note over here on the bottom of the yard scroll depicts it the same way. This event ripped out the very moral fiber of people and utterly distorted their personality traits. That was the horror. I once heard a marshal from the Rosh Yeshiva quoting Rav Shach, which I try to think about every single year during this time. There was once a king, and the king had a tremendous favor done to him by a certain individual in his kingdom, and the king wanted to repay the individual. So one day, the king said, "Please come to my palace. I want to grant you 3 requests. Whatever, I have everything you need." So the individual starts off by saying, "Anything?" He says, "Anything." He says, "Listen, I'm not a wealthy man. You're the king. You have everything." So the king says, "No problem. Right after this meeting, I'm going to give you a key to my treasure chest." And then the man says, "And I have a brother. The brother's very ill. I can't have access to doctors." The king says, "Doctors, right after this meeting, I'm going to give you my personal doctor." And then the man says, "Finally, you know, I never was really educated. I want some wisdom. Wisdom, my personal teacher who knows everything, all the languages. Right after this, you got it." As the man's walking out of the king's office, of the king's palace, he turns around and says, Your Highness, Your Royalty, please don't forget my brother. Please don't forget my brother." And Rav Shach says, that Shemoneh Esrei, we daven for wisdom, we daven for wealth, we daven for every single thing imaginable. And the pain, the refuah, the suffering. But what do we say when we are taking our three steps back after Shemoneh Esrei? We turn around like this individual and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yibaneh Beis HaMikdash. Please don't forget about the Churban. And Rav Shach explained, because all of the suffering, everything that we need, is really connected to the Churban HaBayis. Many of us go to different shuls in the neighborhood, and in the shuls, unfortunately, very often there's these, again, heart-wrenching stories of people suffering and stucker campaigns. And somebody once gave me great etzah. They said, even if you can't donate, even if you can't contribute to their campaign, read the story. Read what's going on with the fellow Yid. So, Blinello's Makabel, I'm there anyway, pick up the pamphlet and read. And again, some, like we're reading here, some heart-wrenching stories. But what struck me is very often the background is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The background behind the campaign story is a picture of the Har HaBayis. There's a picture of the Churban in flames. And it's not during the 9 days, it's even during Chanukah, even throughout the year. And that imagery is what we have to remember. That with every individual suffering, with these heart-wrenching stories, the backdrop is today, is the Churban HaBayis. My grandfather always told me when I spoke to him very often about his experience in the Holocaust. And he said that, one word, dehumanization. They took away our humanity. Happened thousands of years ago, happened in the Holocaust, and it's still happening now. And that's what we have to remember, that it's all the Churban. The Kina, strikingly, begins every stanza with Im Toichalna, which, as the Mefarshim point out, Im Tof spells MS. It's very fascinating. This kina, probably the hardest kina to read and to stay sane, begins every stanza with MS. What's the connection? So, I'd like to perhaps offer an idea that might be hinted to in this kina, based on something that I heard from Shmuel Brazil. Rabbi Apter earlier asked, as we know, Chazal tell us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem b'chise b'chiyah shalchinim, v'ani kodeh lechem b'chiyah l'doros. The night of the Meragim, Klai Yisrael shed one tear, and now we're going to be crying for Doris. How could that be? So Brazil explains in a fascinating way. He asked, how could one physical experience, crying, represent multiple emotions? We know we cry tears of pain and suffering, but there's also tears of joy. What does that mean? How could that even make sense? So Brazil explained that tears represent a moment of truth, of emes. When we are physically hurt to the point of tears, we can't spin it in any way possible. It's truth. My arm is broken. There's a truth that's there. And tears come out. When we feel an emotional pain so great that we can't come to terms with it, tears come out. When we reach a milestone in our life, Mitzvah Hashem, when we'll build the Beis HaMikdash, and we have tears of joy, it's going to be that milestone, a moment of truth. At a chasana, it's a moment of truth. It's a moment of emes. And Rabbi Brazil explained, Klal Yisrael shed one tear, but since it was a little authentic, that lasted with Dori Doros, that authenticity, that moment of emes. Perhaps that's the hint in this kina, in the most heart-wrenching kina that we read today, where we can't even begin to describe the unimaginable suffering of what went on. And as we watch today, and as we inspire ourselves, and we connect to the Churban, and connect to the pain of Klal Yisrael, we have to remember that we're being masakened, as Rav said earlier, the original cry that led us here. And if we cry, if we have an authentic cry, an MS cry, when we read about the suffering, perhaps that authenticity, that MS, is going to be a tikkun. And just to end, if one cry, Dori Doris, years ago, led to the Churban, if we could take upon ourselves an act, a mitzvah, a ben al-mechavero, and we can makabel, bleed either right now, if there's somebody that we need to be meichel, if there's somebody that we're in machloikis with, if we could say that I am be meichel, b'leiv shalem, that emes, if we could take a mitzvah that we've been lax in, and we can makabel b'emes, I'm going to try my best, even for a second, just 1 second of authenticity of emes, if it could destroy a world, kal v'chomer, it could create worlds and worlds. And we should be zeicha today, with our MS crying, to build the Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira b'yameinu. Amen. Kenny Yedzayin.